From LPM,
Louisville Public Media.
Support for LPM podcasts comes from the Eye Care Institute and Butchertown Clinical Trials, where they strive for diversity, equity, and inclusion within their staff, patients, and clinical trial participants. To learn more, visit butchertown.clinic.
From Louisville Public Media. Welcome to The Next Louisville, telling the stories of kids, teenagers, and young adults in our community. In this edition, WFPL's Kaylin Jackson looks at trauma. Traumatic experiences are associated with long-term consequences like health problems and behavioral outbursts in school. And trauma can affect young people more severely than adults. That's what happened to Keianthony Tyus.
My name is Keianthony Tyus, spelled K-I-A. Can we restart? My name is Keianthony Tyus, spelled K-I-A-N-T-H-O-N-Y.
On a warm day last year, I sat in a kitchen in Louisville's Shawnee neighborhood talking to Ernestine Tyus and her grandson Keianthony, who she was raising. I was talking to Keianthony because I was working on a story about victims of gun violence in Louisville. In 2015, when he was just 9 years old, Keianthony was shot in the leg and survived.
I was coming at the fence, but there was somebody in front of me when they was coming at the fence. And a car just flew past. I looked at the car. They stopped and rolled down the window and started shooting. My eyes just blacked out. I couldn't see. And I was just crying.
While we sat and talked, Keianthony's brothers played out front with a basketball. And his friends came by twice to see if he could come out and play. Keianthony sat and told me about how much he loved basketball and about his dreams to play sports for the University of Louisville.
I want to start football this year for the Louisville Ravens, and all their games like is out of town and stuff.
Keianthony never got to do that.
He told me, he said, well, Granny, I'm getting ready to go. And I said, well, where are you going? And he said, I'm going uptown with Trey and them. I said, well, okay then.
That's his grandma, Ernestine.
I said, be careful. I said, and when you need her, if you need a ride home, call me. And that's the last time I heard from him.
A few days before last Christmas, Keianthony got into a car with some friends outside of a roller rink. It turns out the car was stolen. The police tried to pull them over. The driver didn't stop. The chase ended in a crash that injured four of the teenagers inside. Keianthony Tyus did not survive. He was 13.
They went to his mom's, and I guess they showed her some pictures, and I could hear her on the phone screaming, and I knew then that was my baby.
This was a tragic end for a kid who had already dealt with his fair share of trauma, but Keianthony's story isn't unique. Though it doesn't always kill them, trauma can have devastating physical, mental, and emotional effects for children in Louisville and across the country. For the Tyus family, neighborhood violence seemed common.
You can clearly see there is some dysfunctional stuff going down, and that's not by choice, that's by the conditions.
Christopher 2X is a community activist and advocate for victims of violence. He says these issues have plagued families for decades, and that there are a lot of causes.
The attraction of illegal guns, the attraction of the drug markets.
He says one thing is clear, that this is an issue he's seen across the city.
We've been bombarded, parents and kids who live in these kind of communities, been bombarded with such powerful negativity that some of them don't know how to swim their way out of this deal. And it's deep.
According to a 2016 government study that looks at traumatic events in the lives of children, the number of kids in Kentucky who have had two or more traumatic experiences is higher than the national average. Those experiences could be anything, from seeing your parents divorce to witnessing neighborhood violence. Dr. Healy Kletter, a clinical assistant professor at Stanford University, researches the causes of trauma and solutions for youth affected by it. She says that people who live in violent areas can be traumatized from hearing about and living around violence, even if it doesn't directly involve them.
A child that's encountering a traumatic event, it's in some ways more difficult for them to cope with it because, unlike adults, they might not be able to fully understand, right, even the implications of the experience.
And that could lead to trouble in school.
So an example would be like, the kid is sitting in the classroom. Teacher might raise the voice, right, or shout at the class to be quiet. And the kid all of a sudden gets really, really anxious because that reminds him of the yelling that occurs at home. It's a trigger. A lot of times it gets misinterpreted as this kid is a behavior problem or is acting out, when in fact, experiencing a trauma reaction. He's just experienced a trigger that reminds him of the trauma.
School data shows that areas that have higher crime in Louisville are also areas where kids experience higher rates of chronic absenteeism and school suspension, leaving them more susceptible to exposure to that crime.
Kids growing up in areas where, you know, they're constantly subjected to danger, sometimes that can be even worse because you're living in a state of ambiguity. You don't know what could happen. And you're constantly worrying, could this be me?
Clitter says people who work with kids should be trained to recognize the signs of trauma, and that the adults in their lives might need help too.
It is a struggle every day for me to walk down them steps and come and sit in my front room and look at his pictures.
Since Kianthony's death, his grandma Ernestine says she cries sometimes when she's alone. His brother has lost motivation to play basketball, and Kianthony's Christmas presents are still wrapped up and tucked away in Ernestine's closet. Her plan now is to honor his memory by being a role model for other families.
They really need somebody to look up to and somebody to guide them.
She plans to reach out to young people in her neighborhood and to help families who are raising kids.
I want to live my life to the fullest, so one day when I get to heaven, I'll be able to give him a hug and see his face again.
I'm Kalen Jackson in Louisville.
The Next Louisville is a partnership between WFPL and the Community Foundation of Louisville. For more information, visit nextlouisville.wfpl.org.